بسم الله.
بسم الله.
الحمد لله.
الحمد لله.
والصلاة.
والصلاة.
والسلام.
والسلام.
على.
على.
رسول الله.
رسول الله.
أما بعد.
أما بعد.
So here we are again. Lesson number. Good. Let's have another lesson. Do you want another lesson?
No.
Yeah? Okay. Sit back in the chair. Here we go. Today's lesson is called Allah Gives Us Food Every Day. Can you say it with me? Allah gives us food every day.
Allah gives us food every day.
Very good. He gave us our clothes. Again, He gave us our clothes. Arwa, I didn't hear you say it. He gave us our clothes.
He gave us our clothes.
Someone came in the room. What do you say when you come in the room? You don't say someone came in the room. What do you say?
Salaam
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you, Maryam. Have a seat over there. Thank you. Good job. When you come in the room, you say... Assalamu alaikum. Good job. Okay, everybody, he gave us our clothes.
And he gave us our clothes.
Very good. He gave us our mothers.
He gave us our mothers.
Very
good.
Us our mothers. One more time. He gave us our mothers.
He gave us our mothers.
Uh-huh. And fathers.
And fathers.
And our brothers and sisters.
And our brother and sister.
Yeah, now you said our brother because you have one brother. How many brothers do you have, Maryam?
I have one brother.
You have one brother. Okay, good. What's his name?
Muhammad.
Muhammad, okay.
He's a big man.
He's a big man, okay.
Abdullah.
Abdullah, okay. Good. So we have brothers and sisters. Who gave us our brothers and sisters?
Allah
sent. Okay. He made us healthy.
He made us healthy.
Say it with me. Come on, Maryam. He made us healthy.
He made us healthy.
There we go. When we got Maryam going, we got strength and power. All right, ready? He made us healthy.
He made us healthy.
Ahsantum. Very nice. Allah gave us our hands and feet.
Allah gave us our hands and our feet.
Sent. He gave us our eyes and our ears.
Gave us our eyes and our ears.
Uh-huh. Point to your eyes and your ears. Very good. Okay. He gave us our tongues and our teeth.
Gave us our tongues and our teeth.
Make sure you point to it when you say it. He gave us our tongues and our teeth.
Gave us our tongues and our teeth.
Very good. Okay. Allah gave us everything. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we finished the lesson. Now, what am I going to do?
Questions.
I have some questions. Are you guys ready for questions?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you answer them? Do you think?
Allah.
Let's see. Inshallah. Here we go.
Inshallah.
First question. Who wants it?
Me.
Arwa. Arwa. Here's the first question for you. Does Allah give us food every day?
Yes,
very good. Okay, another question. I'm going to ask the question first, and then I'm going to say the name of the girl who's going to answer it. Are you ready?
Me.
Pay attention to the question, and then I'm going to call your name. Ready?
Me.
Who made us healthy? Umama!
Allah.
Ahsant. Very nice. Allah made us healthy. Good job. Two questions, two correct answers, and still no mistakes. Walhamdulillah. Can you guys say Alhamdulillah?
Alhamdulillah.
Mumtaz. All right. Who gave us our mothers and fathers? Maryam.
Allah.
Ahsant. Who gave us our mothers and fathers? Allah gave us our mothers and fathers. Very good. Okay, next question. I'm going to read the question, and then I'm going to surprise you with a name. It might be your name, so pay attention to the question starting now. Did Allah give us our teeth? Zainab.
Did Allah give us our teeth?
Yeah, can you answer the question? Did Allah give us our teeth? We need a yes or a no.
Yes,
he did. Alhamdulillah. Whenever you think about something that Allah gave you, what do you say? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. All right, now, here we have the next question, and I'm going to surprise you by calling a name, and it might be your name. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Who gave us our eyes?
Me.
Arwa.
Me. Allah.
Ahsanta ya Arwa. Allah gave us our eyes. When you think about that Allah gave you your eyes, what do you say? Alhamdulillah. Can you imagine what it would be like if we didn't have eyes? Can you imagine? We'd be blind, yeah. We'd be blind. And you know, some people are blind. Alhamdulillah for our eyes. Alhamdulillah, we can see our mothers. We can see our fathers. We can see our brothers and sisters. We can see the sky and the trees. Can you imagine if you couldn't do any of that? Alhamdulillah. Here's the next question. Get ready. What else did Allah give us? Umama.
Allah gave us food.
Food. Very good. Something else?
Arwa.
People.
Allah gave us other people that we love. Maryam, can you tell me something else that Allah gave us?
Dress.
Clothes. Yeah, dresses and nice things to wear. And Zainab.
Something else that Allah gave us.
Trees.
Very good, Zainab. Excellent. We don't have any mistakes yet. Alhamdulillah. Did you thank Allah for the trees? Alhamdulillah. Did you thank Allah for people?
Alhamdulillah.
Ahsan, did you thank Allah for your hair?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, here come the hard questions. I've got two hard questions. Are you ready? Ready? Did Allah give us our noses?
Yes.
Maryam. Yes, he did. You got it right, Maryam. Alhamdulillah. Now, when you think about your nose, and if you close your mouth, how do you breathe?
With your nose.
With your nose. You can breathe through your nose. And when your mommy makes a delicious dish for lunch, how do you know it's going to be delicious? How do you know? How do you know that when you're in the house and you say, hey, I think mom is cooking something. How do you know?
You smell.
Oh, you smell it. Isn't it nice to smell delicious food? Mm-hmm. Did you ever smell a beautiful flower? Mm-hmm. Yeah? How does it smell? There's some flowers right there, but those are plastic and they don't smell like anything. Okay.
Like soap.
Plastic flowers smell like soap. Okay. What about when there's a danger somewhere? What about when there's a fire and you need to get away from the fire? One of the ways you know there's a fire somewhere is?
You smell.
You can smell the burning. You can smell the smoke and you can smell the fire, can't you? When you think about how important your nose is, what should you say?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, one last question, and it's a hard one. And it's going to go to, I don't know, I'll say the name after the question. Who gave us our homes? Zainab.
Allah.
Santia Zainab. We got all of the answers correct. By the way, when you think about who gave you your home, think about what your life would be like if you didn't have a home. What would your life be like if you didn't have a home? You guys are like robots now. You just shout Allah for the answer. Listen carefully. What would our life be like without our homes?
Allah.
Umama, could you answer that? Would you be happy if you didn't have a house to live in?
I would be sad.
You would be sad. And where would you sleep?
On the ground in the house.
on the ground, in the streets. Did you know that there are some people that are like this?
No.
There are real people who don't have a house to live in. And did you know that Allah made us people who have houses? He gave us houses. He gave us places to live. When you think about that, what should you say?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What would you say, Maryam, when we remind you that Allah gave you your house that you live in?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Good job, Zainab. And good job, Maryam. And Zainab, what do you say when you think about all the things that Allah gave you, like your hair and your nose and your eyes and your house and your parents and your brothers and sisters and how they love you? What do you think about all those things that Allah gave you? What do you say?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Very good. You guys did a great job again with another lesson, and you answered all of the questions correctly. I'm very proud of you. May Allah bless all of you and all of your families. And I look forward to having another class with you soon. Wallahu a'lam. Can you say Allahu a'lam with me?
Allahu
a'lam. Wassalamu alaikum.